За съжаление, с малко тъжен глас обявявам това, че ще започваме тази интересна среща, но главната конкуренция, която се случи днес в този ден, това е, разбира се, първи истински зимен ден в София, който наистина попречи на повече хора да дойдат, а имаме около 42 потвърждения. Но втората е, че точно пък днеска се навършват 100 дни от встъпването на новото ни правителство в момента и предполагам, че по-голямата част на общественото внимание е насочено именно към експозето на министър-председателя и всички коментари по този въпрос. Но тъй като ние, тук, които сме в тази зала, сме тесни специалисти по така наречения конгресен туризъм, мисля, че ние ще чуем интересни неща и искам да припомня, че почти точно преди една година, не по-малко, преди 11 месеца и няколко дена, отново в тази зала, ние представихме същите тези двама симпатични господа, тук да направят едно представяне. Искам да повторя за вас. Това е Миха Ковачич, който е нещо като, бих казал, мой омолог. Той е председател на Slovenia Convention Bureau. Am I correct? Да. И заедно с него Горъст Кат, той пък е също много важен за тази среща, защото всъщност, освен че издава това списание, което вие може да го видите тук и за което ние гледаме с завист, защото Словенското конгресно бюро издава такова списание и ние още не можем да намерим ресурси, за да започнем с това. Но той същевременно е човека, който работи по конвент. Сега, тази конвента представлява един интерес. За съжаление, пак повтарям, Словения, която е най-европейската, най-северозападната част на Балканския полуостров, като че ли е по-интересно място за участници в една такава среща, но и ние пък си имаме своите мерации и може би с централно-балканско самочувствие може и ние да направим нещо подобно в близките години. Дано ни помогне Господ и сами си помогнем, разбира се. Но за да не бъда аз голословен, ще се обърна. I don't know who is going to start by introducing.
Maybe just a couple of words. I start and I can over.
Okay, so take over, please. You continue. Мисля, че имаме превод, нали? Сашо.
Yes, good afternoon to everybody. It's a pleasure to be again in Sofia and to present Conventa. Maybe just a couple of words in the beginning from my side. Slovenian Convention Bureau is the initiator and the organizer of the Conventa show. Last year we came on the 26th of October, I think. Stella will confirm that. With promises what Conventa is going to be. And now the first Conventa has been arranged, organized, and we are here to promote it. Of course, the second one in 2010. And as said, I would like to thank Mr. Drumov and the whole Sofia Convention Bureau and Stella from Stella Tours for all the support for organizing the possibility to present the possibility to present Conventa to you, those who are interested in presenting your offer to the world of meetings business. I would just like to emphasize that we have also established communication with Bulgarian Embassy in Slovenia, which also supports the idea of cooperation also on this segment. And I would like hand over to Goraš Čat Gomajs, who is the technical organizer of the show and very important part player. So, Goraš, please.
Thank you very much. I would like to welcome you all also from my side. And I will explain a little bit of history of Conventa. And later on, Micha will explain what will happen in 2010. First of all, as you see on our pictures, on our materials, we try to communicate this cup of coffee, you know, as a warm welcome and invitation to come to Slovenia and to Ljubljana. because we believe coffee is important part of all meetings and all conferences, and we can assure you that we have the best coffee in this part of Europe, if you will come, of course, to Conventa. What is actually Conventa? We used to say that it's the space where great ideas meet and new possibilities are experienced. The core concept of that is that we have business meetings between suppliers, meeting suppliers and hosted buyers. We carefully select hosted buyers, and Micha will later on explain what kind of hosted buyers you can meet at our show. And you can also ask Stella, she was last year our guest in Ljubljana, and she can tell you from firsthand what kind of buyers we bring to Slovenia. Why Southeast Europe? You know, we have a lot of communication about that. What is the region? How the region looks like? What is European Union approach and view on this region? What about Balkans? What about former Yugoslavia plus more or less two free countries? Basically, we don't care about that. We just want to bring this whole region, which is not so well known, on the map of meetings industry, because for the meeting planners, this part of Europe is more or less terra incognita, unknown land. And that's the basic and core concept. So it's a marketing idea to promote and to put efforts and of course, to put also money together to promote ourselves in a really competitive world of meetings industry. Because the competition between regions is nowadays really strong, also because of crisis and all other things around us. What is going behind the scenes of Conventa? We realized last year that we have a lot of new players on the MICE market. They demand more and more. Especially this year, we should bring and give to our clients more than ever before. We have some new players, and they have less time, so we need to organize event really strictly focused on business-to-business and one-to-one meetings, and they have more information about the region. We also have some new distribution channels, and Conventa is actually one of the distribution channels for you to show your offer and possibilities, meetings possibilities to international clients. And distribution channels are nowadays really complex. It's not so easy as it was, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. They cost more and they are decisive. We have some new business models on the market with new players. For example, in this part of Europe, the concept of venue finders is not so well known. In America, it's really strong and it brings a lot of business to meeting suppliers. We have some new business models like dynamic packaging and some new brands every day. This year is special also because of that. It will bring some new mergers, some new brands, and we will try to bring all these new players to Slovenia and give you opportunity to meet them. Let me give you just some figures about Conventa 2009. We have 82 exhibitors from 7 countries of the region of Southeast Europe and 82 international hosted buyers, mainly meeting and incentive planners and agencies from 14 European countries. We have 75 Slovenian buyers, which are, in my opinion, also quite important for you because they are working also in Bulgaria, some of them. And In total, we have over 3,000 online one-to-one meetings between buyers and exhibitors. These are results of Conventa 2009. And why we believe a trade show as Conventa is so important and efficient marketing tool? Basically because it's a possibility to establish personal contacts with buyers. Because of that, meetings can be arranged in advance via online application. Also, social events are quite important for networking, and we offer same conditions to all exhibitors. It's a principle of fair trade. We don't sell square meters. That's the basic idea of Conventa. We all have same possibilities, and we really work on a base of fair trade. And trade show, of course, enables you to compare yourself with your competitors. That's from my side. That was history. Just to let you know what is going on behind the scenes, what we achieved in first year of Conventa. And now Micha will explain more about future.
Okay, thank you.
Some of my colleagues or competitors or players ask us how much is Conventa worth? Would you like to sell it or would you like to be a partner? And we say Conventa has zero value from my point of view. And the value is can be done or confirmed only by you, the exhibitors, or myself as well, because I'm exhibiting there as well. It's the quality of the buyers, because this is your reason where to go to the show. There are many shows in Europe only, and we every year have to go really one by one to see does it pay off to go there or not. For example, I went to Confex, I went to MIF, I went to BTG, which are small regional shows, and I have cancelled some of them because they simply don't bring the value or return on investment. So we are aware that the only value of Conventa is the quality of the buyers, and where this is where we pay a lot of attention. And we are aware that Conventa is a new brand, so we need to position it properly. So we are doing that in cooperation with our partners, which you will see also further. And of course, Conventa is the trade show of Southeast Europe. That means we are looking for buyers, really only for buyers who are interested in this part of Europe. So if you compare, I must admit, the best shows are definitely IMEX or EIBTM, which would be in 1 month in Barcelona, and we know all about IMEX, which is in May or in April in Frankfurt. And these are big shows with big numbers because the whole world meet there. Conventa is a regional show, so we invite only buyers interested in this part of Europe. So the numbers are much, much smaller, but those people have real interest. That's why it's difficult to compare Conventa with IMEX, for example, or EIBTM. And for us, it's important to demonstrate the high quality of service and the hospitality that is one of definitely the USP of this part of Europe. So, I think Stella can confirm that the level of service has been really on a very high level. Many people know, for example, Paul Kennedy, the former director of EIBTM, he was there as well, and he said it was the best catering at any show I have ever experienced. So this is a very good information, I think. So we are going to raise the quality, not opposite. Thank you. So I already said about hosted buyers, a couple of words, and here are just, again, more concrete information. Of course, hosted buyers means we host them. We cover the cost of travel. There is important difference to IMEX or EIBTM. They have to pay 95 euro self-participation fee. With this money, we don't cover the cost of Conventa, of course, but this is to really, they have to demonstrate that they have real interest for meeting exhibitors there. So the total cost of the visit is, of course, much more higher, but this is their commitment when they come to Slovenia to Conventa. And just to point out again, we do careful selection because, as is logically, if you're a buyer, you get everyday invitation to go all around the world for free. So there are a lot of buyers who are, call them buyers, but we call them sometimes freeloaders because they don't really have real business behind, but they demonstrate it very professionally. So in cooperation with our international partners, we really check them carefully, double check three times before we confirm them. And these are our goals. As you see, we of course we want to grow, and but logically not differently. And we want to keep the ratio between buyers and exhibitors, which is crucial. Not lower 1-to-1. I have to say that if we compare our situation with the last year, its situation is much, much better. We have much more interest from the exhibitor point of view. For example, from Dubrovnik, we had last year 3 exhibitors. Now we will have more than 10, plus the regional convention bureau will
present Dubrovnik as a MICE destination. For example, we will have Serbia Convention Bureau, we will have Croatian Convention Bureau, like a national convention bureaus. Last year we had more city convention bureaus. Now they are supported. So this is because it's logically, if a client comes to a country, to the trade show, which is new for him, and I, definitely Stella will confirm that, and yeah, it's a problem because a supplier needs to present the whole country. The client would like to get the first-hand information from a neutral point, that means from the convention bureau, if it's a city, if it's a region or a country, and this is very important. It is normal, and those countries, I must admit, they have advantage in comparison to others who don't have that. What is also a big progress in comparison to the first conventa is definitely the study tours. We all hope that next year things will develop further, that we will be able to offer also the study tour to your country. I think it's important that the clients who really have interest on the countries, that they have also possibility to experience, because we all know you will get the business only if the clients comes to meet you, either IMEX, EIBTM or Conventa. And then the second step, which is necessary before the contract is signed, is definitely the visit. Is it called FemTrip? Is it called study tour? Or even inspection visits, which is, of course, much further, but it's crucial. So at Conventa, we will have study tours to Croatia, to Serbia and Montenegro, and which is, I think, a great added value for buyers. Of course, we want to be proactive. Also, the Conventa is a bit a big innovation because it's actually the first and only show for the Southeast Europe covering meetings business. But Conventa 2010 is going to have novelties as well. That means we are going to do much more marketing, international marketing, because we want to place the brand Conventa that everybody knows exactly what it is, which is for the benefit of you exhibitors. With this in light, we have prepared the catalog Meeting Southeast Europe, which is in the printing process. That's why we haven't brought it with us. It would be the colors would probably have not dried yet, so please understand that. So it's at published in October, so it's in the finishing days. I think in 1 week it's going to be out, and we offered also suppliers or the providers to the meetings industry from your country to present themselves. And this catalog is going to be sent out to all the potential clients of Southeast Europe, promoting Southeast Europe plus Conventa. And at the EIBTM show in 1 month, we are going to have Conventa stand there as well. And, of course, this catalog will present Southeast Europe. What is new with Conventa is definitely the academy. We call it Conventa Academy. What is that? It's actually an education program which is run through the whole year. But before the show, on the 20th of January, we will have extensive education for all exhibitors free of charge, which is another added value, I would say. Last year, the first Conventa, we say last year, but actually that was this year. So in January this year, we had a couple of exhibitors who said, you know, I'm provider of the technical services, either catering, IT, or any other support. I don't really belong next to a city or a country convention bureau. Can you help us? So this year we will define a special place called Meeting Services Spot, where those providers will be... will have their own space to present themselves in a better way. And what is also an added value for your country as well, I'm in a communication with your high school for tourism. I don't know exactly the name, so I apologize for that. At the Conventa Academy, we also offer awards for students and young professionals. All this information is, of course, available also on the internet. So you can apply for an award, and the International Commission will look for all the works that will come. And at the Conventa, we will select the winner for the student part and for the young professional. And there are really interesting awards to be presented to those winners. That's the front page of the catalog, as I mentioned. So you are all going to see it at the EIBTM. This is just information how the presentation looks. It's a big improvement already, in comparison to last year. Now, maybe an interview with Paul Cunningham, representing MPI at Conventa, about his view, what is actually Conventa. Wow.
I think in terms of somebody who's been involved in organizing meetings over the last 6 or 7 years in the region, whether it's here, whether it's in Belgrade, Bukarest, or Skopje, that what has stayed the same is that the people are very professional, they're very easy to work with, they're very goal-oriented. And that's very, very important if you're trying to bring a community from abroad, to try to persuade them that there is no risk in terms of coming to this part of the world. I think the thing that has changed is that people realize that simply saying, I've got a property, or we are a DMC and we can provide transport, is not enough. That differentiation is essential. So I think there, what has been very interesting to me over the last couple of years is how people have taken that insight and tried to position themselves in terms of niche market opportunities. And I think you can see that even with the show today, where there is a lot of DMCs and there's a lot of properties, but you can start to see that differentiation where properties are positioning themselves towards different market opportunities that leverage their strengths as an organization or as a property. So I think the level of professionalism in the industry has developed enormously over the last number of years, from a traditional, hi, I'm here, can I take your business, to today realizing that it's very important to not hard sell, but at least position the country, the region, and the properties and the services as being competitive and good value for money.
Do you see Conventa as an appropriate brand or the right way to promote this region?
I think the fact that you have a proven regional event that from this year has more of an international dimension is a very interesting approach. I think that the shows like EIBTM and IMEX and the like have a very important role of cost-effectively bringing people together in one place to do business across a number of different markets. But we have a saying in Ireland called, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. So having the opportunity to go to a region, the fact that you've organized fam trips over the weekend for people to go to Croatia, the fact that the last time I did a conference in Ljubljana, I could hire a car and visit 3 countries in one day, that speaks to something that only by coming to the region, by coming to an event like this, can you actually get a true feeling of what it's like. So I think that there's a very important role to have these type of regional events that gives people the opportunity to come and meet face to face, to see what the atmosphere is like, and imagine what it would be like for them to bring that fam trip, to bring that fit trip, or with that conference to a location like this.
Thank you. And just to mention the international partners, which the number is growing, those are listed, just some of them. We also, of course, are in cooperation with other, but these are, of course, the most important. With our support, we are hiring the level of Conventa brand. They are helping us finding buyers, hosted buyers. And as I said, we also cooperate together with the magazines such as Cat Publications, Ediman, Meetings International from Sweden, Tagungsbücher from Germany, and they assist us in bringing hosted buyer groups to Conventa, because, as I said, they have direct contact with them. They know exactly who are the good buyers. And as we say, as Gora started, we made a spelling mistake with coffee, if you see, but definitely the coffee is going to be better than this word. You're all invited to come to Ljubljana in January 2010, already on the 20th, so to use the opportunity for education. And also, this is the ending slide. I would like to thank the Sofia Convention Bureau and, of course, Stella Tours to enable us to present Conventa to you. All the materials are on the table. You will see the last year catalog of the exhibitors. It's not just the catalog of the exhibitors. It's much more because there are also interesting interviews inside. Next to it, it's the second magazine. It's the latest edition of Congress, which is the magazine for the meetings business of the Southeast Europe, and it came out just a week ago, so it's really fresh. The next thing would be is the supplier registration forum. Of course, all this information is available also on the internet, and the flyer for Conventa, and as already said, about meeting services spot. For those who provide technical services, they also have the possibility to present themselves in a little bit different way. I would also ask you, if you need any further information, please get in contact with Mr. Alexander Mutano. They will have all this material here, and they can provide you more. And of course, as the organizer of the show, you can reach me by email. You all have my business card in the table in front of you. And I would like to emphasize, use this excellent opportunity to present your offer and meet clients, your clients at the Conventa. This is definitely the best value for money to get international clients. So thank you again. And
thank you very much, but first of all, I'd like to assure you that we're very glad that you have come here, as last year you did, and I can see that the results, 82 participants, for me this is very big number. If we have 40 from all over the world or Europe, we'll be happy if we do this in Bulgaria. What we can do for you as very good partners of ours, we're going to include this information and the information about this event today in our website, so many people that have not come here may use it to get this information. But in the meantime, I have a few questions. Of course, I'll ask our guests to contact you directly. But first of all, I'm very much interested whether do you have a Ministry of Tourism or some state organization that is supporting you financially? Because what you are doing is tremendous work, mm-hmm. and a lot of investment there. Secondly, I could not understand very well the hosted bars. Are they coming completely free of charge, playing small tax or something like this? And this list that you have of your hosted buyers is a list official that everybody can look in your website, or you don't do this. But at the end, I'd like to make a remark. I noticed very well that you are partnering with EIBTM, but not with IMEX. IMEX in Frankfurt, where we're participating since the foundation of this international exhibition in Frankfurt. We're participating there absolutely regularly. Mm-hmm. Why you have chosen to be partner with EIBTM and not with IMEX? Because I rather think that IMEX is more oriented to Europe, not so much EIBTM. Maybe this is an ambition to have all over the world clients. This is a good policy. But especially we in Bulgaria were interested in
European
and not clients from very far.
I agree with you.
And the very last question is, this is an idea. Conventa is okay, but do you perhaps will agree to make a Balkan Conventa that you organize here in Bulgaria as the center of the Balkan Peninsula in Sofia in the National Palace of Culture? And then what I can promise you, considering and watching the list of prices that you have, I can assure you that we'll make all possible to have considerably lower price, because I'm afraid that this, for the area of the Balkan Peninsula or Southeast Europe, it's too high. Actually, when I made a brief calculation, in IMEX, we're paying less per square meter than we're supposed to pay if we come over to Convent in Ljubljana. Is it too much as questions I ask? Ясно, че разбрахте какви ми бяха моите въпроси, но предполагам, че вие разбирате на къде ги насочвам.
Thank you. I have down all the questions, so I will not skip anyone, but if, please stop me. Finance is a good question. You're not the first one who asked me. You have some brother behind or some institution. It's a funny Slovenian Convention Bureau that I represent. My prime job, if I'm directly with you, is promote and market Slovenia, not any other country, which is normally. I'm Slovenian Convention Bureau, you're Sofia Convention Bureau. But I know that Slovenia is a small country and will always stay a small country, and our budgets are small and will always be small. If we have 10,000 euro, it's small. If we have 1 million, it's still low, because if we compare ourselves with Spain, Germany, it will always stay, and they will always be in front of us for so many years, and we never catch them. So we have to look for different ways. That was the idea of the team, Gorazd with Gomais and some other major players in Slovenia, to do something more. And our first show was called CIMEX, Slovenian IMEX. Yeah. Our first show was Slovenian IMEX, and Ray Blum, the founder of EIBTM and the owner of IMEX,
is the same person,
but of course he sold EIBTM. He was very clever. He's a good friend of mine. We know each other for, you will not believe it, for 15 years. I asked him, do you mind if we call IMEX in Slovenia CIMEX? And he said, no problem. I wish you all the best, because I know you're going to work hard. And that was true. But the problem, or not the problem, how the CIMEX has developed, we saw we want to make it a regional show to really make a good show. And then that was the idea to make the show of the Southeast Europe. And the CIMEX was not the right name, because it sounds too much Slovenian. And we want that the show, that all the exhibitors there have equal possibilities to present themselves. So Slovenia is not much more presented as anybody else. That's why we had to change the name. And the name came out after brainstorming Conventa. But let's go back to the question, finances. The Conventa is completely financed by itself. We don't have any big brothers or financiers behind. It's the show is in Ljubljana, so we get support from the city tourist board, plus from the Slovenian tourist board. From each equally we get 25,000 euro. This is in total 50,000 euro.
How much?
25,000 euro from each. But the total costs are, unfortunately, to make it. I think the numbers of could be much, much higher. But that's the situation, and we have done a really good show, which is proof. That means the exhibitors are covering all the costs of the show, plus those partners, as I mentioned, and everybody who is working on the project understand that as a marketing. So we are. That's why it's different. We don't pay regular costs. That's why the calculation is different. So hosted buyers. As I said, there is a self-participation fee of 95 euro to demonstrate that they are really interested in meeting you. But the rest of the costs, it's covered by the organizer, by Conventa. So this is the cost. Each hosted buyer pays out of his pocket 95 euro. In advance by credit cards. So they know exactly. When they apply, they already see, we tell them quite clearly. So it's nothing, it's very concrete and directly. The list of hosted buyer is accessible for all the exhibitors at Conventa after the show. Complete database with their email address, so you can all contact them, visit them, and discuss further meeting possibilities, visits, or even business, but of course not in advance. But you, as a hosted buyer, a month before the show, all the exhibitors are presented there digitally on the internet, on the Conventa webpage. The buyers they will get access passwords, and they will enter the private area of Conventa, and they will have an overview of all the exhibitors there, and they will invite those who are interested to meet them. So all the exhibitors will be informed by email, although Mr. this and this would like to meet with you on that day at that time. Do you want him to meet you? And you say yes or no, and then you fill up your online agenda before the show. And what is really unique for Conventa, where you don't have another show such as IMEX or EIBTM, also exhibitors will have the opportunity to invite buyers to meet with them. Usually, why doesn't IMEX or EIBTM do that to for exhibitors? Imagine 3,500 exhibitors send an email to one hosted buyer. They would get run nuts. So they don't do that. We are a small show, and we can allow ourselves. And this is another opportunity for you to meet also those who you really want to meet. So IMEX, why IMEX, why not IMEX, why EIBTM? Slovenian Convention Bureau or Slovenian Tourist Board is exhibiting at IMEX since the inauguration. From the first beginning, as I said, we are very good friends with Ray Bloom, with Paul Fleckett, with Heather. These are all very important people at IMEX. And the same Slovenia is exhibiting at EIBTM for 14 years. So these are really the best shows. And I don't see any, despite there are big competitors, we go to both shows because the only 50% of clients are identical, those shows. The rest are not. So your information is quite new for me. Both shows, they are looking for non-European clients because there are destinations who want that, which is normal, but majority are still European. And we don't make a big difference. IMEX is a bit more expensive than EIBTM, but it costs 1,000 euros one square meter, plus the cost of the setup of the stand. So you come to around 1,000... I think 200 per square meter is the cost at IMEX. EIBTM is about something lower. So why we have partnered with EIBTM and not IMEX? If I'm honest, Paul Kennedy came to Slovenia a couple of years ago as we were not satisfied with our exhibition at the EIBTM, and we want to improve it. And he came, and we discussed our ideas of cooperation, and we suggest what we are doing. We were telling him what we are doing in Conventa, and he said, can I help you, honestly? Can I help you? And that he helped. And then we were, and for us it was not necessary now to approach Ray and say, Ray, can you help us? Because they have the same databases. So that's the only reason. But as I said, we have with both shows excellent cooperation, and both shows are a bit different. As I said, IMEX is focusing, has a show in Frankfurt, so it's a very big, strong presentation of Germany. Now they're launching IMEX in USA. EIBTM has a little bit different, so they go to markets, so China, Australia, so a bit different concept, but within Europe I think both shows have good potential. So Balkan Conventa, great idea, why not? But at this moment, this is the second Conventa, and we will have to stay for another 3-4 years in Ljubljana, because the convention center where the show is taking place is a partner of the project, and we have a contract with them for 5 years because of their investment into the show, which is quite fair. And I must say, we work very hard on running the show. So at this stage, for us, from an organizational point of view, it would be impossible to change the location because it's still a baby. The baby is not running by itself. But in a couple of years, why not? Let's see what the market will react. For us, our interest is to give the best marketing opportunity to clients and exhibitors, and we all meet there to make business. For me, it really doesn't matter whether I go to Belgrade, Ljubljana, or Sofia, as long as I find clients. That's the most important thing, right? So We say the costs of presentation are quite high. This is interesting for me, for us, because you're the first one who said that. From until now, for us, this was, everybody says that's the best value for money you can get at any trade show, because all the trade shows are very expensive. We are paying 20,000 square euro to show us on 8 square meters, I don't know, at Confex or EMIV. Now we are in BTC in Rome starts tomorrow. 30,000 euro for 20 square meters. So these are very big costs. You must have very good connections with IMAX that you get so special deal, I must say that. But we are aware that not every country has its own has its situation on the market and the possibilities, and definitely our interest is that your country is presented at Conventa, and I think we should discuss that how to do the, present themselves. But you have to be aware we don't have any big brother behind us, so we need to cover the costs. Our idea is, as we know, clients are looking first to meet with destinations. So they first, if a client from Germany, for example, doesn't know anything about Bulgaria, he would first like to meet somebody who presents Bulgaria, Sofia, who knows something about the country. Then the second step would be to meet with the hotelier, with the DMC or PCO. So this is, as I said, I come from business. I was working as a hotel representative, as a PCO, and this is the way how clients are thinking. And that's why our idea is to help the convention bureau to present themselves as a convention bureau, and all the members of the convention bureau or members of the country, all the suppliers of that country, they get special discount if they come to the show. For example, we were in Dubrovnik last week, and the Dubrovnik Convention Bureau has decided we are going to exhibit at Conventa, and said, great, and they will have their own stand of 6 square meters, and because of that, all the hotels from Dubrovnik will get a special discount of 15% in addition to their registration fees. So there are ways how to lower the cost of participation, but I think you know the possibilities. And I think it's good that we sit together and discuss. Maybe, you don't need 6 square meters, maybe you need 4 square meters. So let's try to find ways how we can help you to present your country, your suppliers. Have I answered all the questions?
Thank you very much. Yes.
Thank you. But no, somebody else, maybe?
I saw in the list of your partners EIBKM,
yeah.
But not IMAX.
Yeah. Now you know the answer.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, thank you.
Does somebody else have something?
I would like to say a few words to the Bulgarian participants of this presentation in Bulgarian language. Sorry, Mika. Скъпи колеги, аз бих искала да потвърдя всичко това, което Миха и Горест ви разказаха за Конвента 2009. Както вече разбрахте, фирма Stella Tours беше единствения български изложител на събитието в Любляна. И бих искала наистина да ви уверя, че това бе едно перфектно бутиково изложение, бих казала. От страните, което представляваше страните на цяла Югоизточна Европа, включително и България. Изключително съм впечатлена. Смятам, че и аз и целият ми екип, който присъстваха, имаме доста голям опит в посещаването на различни изложения по света, включително и тези специализирани изложения за конгресен туризъм в Франкфурт и в Барселона. Бих искала наистина да ви уверя, че това беше една перфектна организация. Включително с посещението и с възможностите и срещите които бяха направени на хостед байерите с изложителите, с перфектния кетеринг, който беше организиран директно на щандовете, с храненията не само на хостед байерите, а и на включително и на изложителите, които бяха free of charge изцяло и което влизаше в цената, която платихме като изложител. Включително така усети се изключителната подкрепа на държавата, на Любляна и на ръководителите на Словения в подкрепата на този публично-частен проект, бих казала. Миха ще ме коригира, ако не съм съвсем точна, защото има и много сериозни частни инвестиции в този проект, нали, не само на държавата. При откриването на изложението лично кмета на Любляна даде прием за всички изложители и хостед байер. Уникален ивент, организиран в едно от техните, в един от замъците, което е емблемата на Любляна. За съжаление, началото на този уникален проект конвента съвпадна с, по мое мнение, със световната икономическа криза и това неминуемо се отрази на този проект. Включително бих казала, че това е и причината Adria Airways да стопира директния полет, за който действително имаха и слотове, и изцяло всичко беше подготвено за да започне този директен полет от Любляна до София, тъй като една от големите основните причини да нямаме много голям обмен между двете страни на туристи, на събития, на конферентни прояви, това е именно липсата на добри връзки и на лесно достъпен начин и евтин, разбира се, за придвижване на пътникопотока. Но ние сме във връзка с Adria Airways. Те твърдят, че проектът не е отменен. Той просто е временно стопиран до момента, в който така сериозната криза ни отмине, за да успеем да преодолеем всичките тези събития. Бих искала да кажа и няколко думички, по мое мнение, касаещи цените на конвента. За всичко това, което организаторите влагат в тази цена, може би наистина цената е така сравнително добра, но пък бих се обърнала към Миха и към Горест да така последват примера на IMEX, благодарение на така личните контакти, може би на господин Друмев, аз не знам точно как са се случили нещата, но страната ни има преференциални условия за участие, за националното участие на България в IMEX. И на тази база и вие бихте могли да ни дадете някакви по-специални условия за едно по-сериозно българско участие на конвента 2010. Така че аз наистина се обръщам към всички вас, които присъствате, и ви уверявам, че ние имахме добър фидбек от бизнеса, от така това вложение, което направихме с участието си в конвента 2009, и ви уверявам, че ако някой от вас реши да участва, няма да съжалява. Благодаря ви.
Thank you very much for these very encouraging words, and I hope, or I'm quite confident, if the first one conventa was so successful for you and for many of us, we will have next year much better meeting with even better results. So here we are. Please ask us questions. Otherwise, maybe we do it in a more informal way when we finish, or of course by email after that. And of course, you are all invited to the Conventa stand at the EIBTM, at the forthcoming EIBTM in 4 weeks in Barcelona. Thank you.
Други въпроси може или ще има някой. Готви ли си на въпрос? Ако не, да ви благодарим за това присъствие и освен да ви предложим още по едно кафенце или сокче, до някакви следващи срещи. Ние имаме някакви амбиции тук в областта на конгресния туризъм, но ще ги научите малко по-късно, тъй като в момента сме концентрирани към киномания, която започва на 13-ти, и след това към новогодишния и коледен международен музикален фестивал, който започва с една сензация. И тази сензация ние подготвяме също и за самочувствието не само на софиянци, но и хората, които идват в София, да могат да бъдат съпричастни на това, което става на най-високите сфери на културата в света. А именно сключихме договор с Миланската скала и Метрополитен опера. Станахме абонати и във всеки месец ще можем в зала едно да представяме някоя премиера, ама на това равнище, което за обикновените хора у нас е почти недостъпно. Така че това е част от рекламата, която искаме да направим, че България е една добра дестинация и за конгресни прояви. Благодаря ви за това участие и сигурно отново ще чуете от нас за нещо друго, свързано с конгресния туризъм. Благодаря ви.